Proverbs 14:11 says, "The house of the wicked shall be overthrown, but the tabernacle of the upright shall flourish." We've mentioned before that we must read the Proverbs, understanding that the original audience was circumcised Jews living under Mosaic law. That's important because during that previous dispensation, God was dealing with a nation called Israel, and they had some very specific promises that were in place at that time and would be fulfilled in very real, fleshly, physical terms. We are not Jews under Mosaic law. We are born-again Christians saved by grace through faith in the gospel of the grace of God. We are in the dispensation called the church age. We have a circumcision not made by hands, but by God's Spirit, and we are not promised a plot of land in the Middle East, but a home in the heavenly New Jerusalem, as Jesus promised in Revelation 3:12, "Him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out, and I will write upon him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God, and I will write upon him my new name." So when we see phrases like "the tabernacle of the upright shall flourish," we can identify the reference to the upright with those referred to in Revelation 3:12 as "him that overcometh." The upright overcome, not by works, but by faith in Jesus Christ, as the author of Revelation, the Apostle John, also defines what Jesus means by using the word "overcomer" in his first of three epistles, 1 John chapter 5, verse 5. "Who is he that overcometh the world, but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God?" So we read here in our proverb, "The house of the wicked shall be overthrown, but the tabernacle of the upright shall flourish." The upright in this dispensation are those who have overcome by faith in Jesus Christ. So who are the wicked referred to as the house of the wicked, who do not overcome but are overthrown? Paul defines the wicked in 2 Thessalonians 3:1 and 2, saying, "Finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of the Lord may have free course and be glorified, even as it is with you, and that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men, for all men have not faith." The upright are overcomers by faith. The wicked are overcome, having no faith. The house of the wicked shall be overthrown, but the tabernacle of the upright shall flourish. And those who have faith in the gospel of Jesus Christ unto salvation also have faith in the promises of God. He has promised eternal life in his presence with the angels and the saints in a glorified condition. We will see Jesus face to face and always be in the presence of his glory forever. There will be no more sin, no more sorrow, hunger, war, famine, pestilence, or death. Our eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, nor minds imagined what he has in store for those who overcome. The tabernacle of the upright shall flourish, and in ways that we cannot even imagine. But you must have come to God on his terms. You must be upright in his sight by faith in the gospel, not by your own efforts or your own religion. And as a believer, you must embrace this reality and rest in his promises in order to experience and enjoy the life of the overcomer in the here and now. If you are to live with his peace and comfort in this life, you must build your life in the present upon the promise of future glory in the kingdom of Jesus Christ. As Revelation 1, 5 and 6 says, "And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us, and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever." Amen.